From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the death of an infamous killer.
I'm a convict. I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. I'm not a Sunday school teacher.
Charles Manson, one of the most notorious serial killers in U.S. history, died late Sunday at the age of 83. After 4.5 decades in prison, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation reporting he died of natural causes. Manson and six of his associates were jailed in 1971 for a series of 7 grisly murders in the Los Angeles area over 2 nights in 1969.
I never told anybody to do anything other than what they wanted to do.
The murders were supposedly inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter. Manson's most well-known victim was the 26-year-old American actress Sharon Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant when she was stabbed to death by the Manson gang at the home she shared with film director husband Roman Polanski. Manson himself had been denied parole 12 times. At least 3 other Manson associates have been paroled after serving time for crimes linked to Manson. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe has ignored a Monday noon deadline to either step down or face impeachment. Mugabe made clear in a televised speech on Sunday that he did not intend to resign. Millions tuned in to radio and television Sunday, expecting to celebrate the end of what had been 37 years of Mugabe's autocratic rule. They were reportedly bitterly disappointed, some to the point of tears, to hear Mugabe's claim that he will preside over a ZANU-PF party congress next month. He did not mention the word resign or appear to take the military intervention into the country's political crisis seriously.